Bezos Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic emerges from one of the most basic issues in Maseches Pesachim that jumps out straight from the daf, and it is a question that is on many people's minds when they are cleaning for Pesach, and that is whether there is a requirement to search out and destroy even crumbs on Pesach, in other words, in preparation for Pesach, or is it simply a confusion of spring cleaning with Bedikas Chametz? Is there a requirement to look for even the smallest crumbs and get rid of them as well before Pesach? One could argue that this issue jumps out from the daf Beis Amud Aleph, where Rashi and Tosos have a fundamental disagreement. There is much in Iyun that relates to this Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. We will take away one part of it. And of course, as we get deeper into the Masechta, we will see some of the implications of it. Of course, the full depth and color of this Machlokas can only be revealed if one learns the Masechta B'Iyun. Rashi and Dibur HaMaschil Bodkin writes that the reason our Mishnah says that you should do Bedikas Chametz is Shelo Yavar Olav B'Bal Yiroah B'Bal Yimotzeh, to prevent a person from being over the Isser of B'Bal Yiroah and B'Bal Yimotzeh. Tosus, however, challenges that. Tosus says that the Gemara tells us that in regards to B'Bal Yiroah and B'Bal Yimotzeh, a person could be Yotze, or allay that concern, by simply doing Bittul. Simply being Mevatel the Chametz, that the Gemara will describe on Vav Amud Beis, removes any fear of Bal Yiroah and Bal Yimotzeh. Therefore, Tosa says, even if we know for sure that you're not going to come to be over on Bal Yiroah or Bal Yimotzeh, nevertheless, we're afraid that a person is going to encounter that Chametz, even if the Chametz is not part of the prohibition of Bal Yiroah because it's now ownerless, Bittul has been done, nevertheless, he might come to eat it. So the fundamental machlokas Rashi tells us, is the bedika to remove Bal Yiroah, Bal Yimotzeh, or is the bedika done to make sure you won't come to eat? As far as Tosus's very strong objection to Rashi, there is a famous Ran that you could turn to the back of the Gemara and see where the Ran answers Tosus's objection. What about the fact that the Gemara says that you will already do Bittul, and thereby save yourself from Bal Yiroah or Bal Yimotzeh, and there's no need particularly to go through the strain of cleaning the house as well as doing the Bedika on Pesach. Ran gives two answers. For simplistic purposes, we'll run with one of them to maintain the contrast between Rashi and Tosos, and that is, the Ran says, what happens if a person finds some valuable chametz and he decides, wait a second, I'm not happy with the fact that I was mevatel. He finds Johnny Walker Blue Label. So then in such a case, then he will, we are afraid, want to repossess the chametz. Once he will want to repossess the chametz, then he'll come back to the Yisra Bal Yiroah Bal Yimotzeh, and therefore we do not rely on Bedika. Ran gives another answer that's similar to Tosos, Vameivin Yavin, but this is the fundamental machlokis between Rashi and Tosos. Halacha lemaisa could very well be that, of course, we all know that we do both Bedika and Bittul. That is not a halacha lemaisa application. However, the scope of Bedika might very well be part of that discussion. It's been a while since I've seen it quoted, but there was a time that I looked at the Tshuvas HaRadbaz that discusses whether there is a chiyuv of Bedikas Chametz on crumbs when it comes to Pesach. In other words, when one sees someone cleaning the corners and says he's cleaning for Pesach in the corners of his room, that he's removing a little bit of dirt, lest they be a little bit of crumbs, we're not talking about, of course, the phenomenon, chas v'chalila, of OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, which is something that us mechanchim should be aware of. Sometimes plagues people where there is a confusion between halacha and chas v'chalila, a psychological disorder, which is treatable and can be addressed. That, of course, has no place in Avodas Hashem whatsoever and requires the necessary professional help. But we're talking about someone who's doing it in a normal, healthy way. Does he have to be concerned about cleaning the corners, lest there be a little bit of crumbs over there? If I'm not mistaken, the Radbaz comes out that one has a chiyuv of bedika. There seems to be a Beferish Gemara in regards to that issue. The Gemara on Daf Vav Amud Beis says that pirurei chametz, crumbs of chametz, do not fall under the rubric of Bal Yiroah
and Bal Yimotze.
However, the Chai Yodim in Klal Kuf Yutes Sif Vav, and it's Mufurish as well in the Shulchan Aruch Harav in the Kuntres Achron, in Simin Tov Mem Beis Sif Katan Tes Vav, that the reason people today are makbid to search for crumbs is not because of the chshash of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotze. If there was a chshash of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotze, so then in such a case, there's no reason to make requirement of bedika, since the iser of Bal Yirah and Bal Yimotze does not apply to crumbs. In fact, min haTorah, it only applies to a kezayis. Midrabanan, it could very well be, as the Shulchan Aruch Harav claims, there would be an iser drabanan to hold on to chametz that was less than a kezayis, but crumbs are batel, and it's a beferish gemara that in terms of Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze there isn't a requirement of bedika. One could argue that if Rashi had won the day that the whole requirement of bedika is Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze, then there would be no requirement to do bedika on to search for crumbs at all. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Chai Adam do say there is a requirement because of Shema Yavo La'achla. Which means then that even though crumbs are not subject to the Isra Bal Yirah Bal Yimotze, we know that the Isra Achila of Chametz is an Isra of Mashu. And therefore one needs to be very vigilant to remove the crumbs because of the fear of Shema Yavo La'achla. This is the position of the Chazon Ish as well, that one needs to check one's Sfarim for that one uses during the year. Although maybe we could be medayik in the Lashon of the Maise Rav, in Os Kuf Ayin Ches, that the Gra used to do bedika on everything, afilu b'svarim sheishtamish ben b'shas ha-suda. Even the svarim that he used b'shas ha-suda. A sefer that he didn't use b'shas ha-suda would not be required, because it's a makum she'ein machnisim bo chametz, but those things that he would use while he would eat, those svarim require a bedika. It seems, though, that what's described in the Gra are those things that might end up in your food, chas v'chalila, on Pesach. However, I wonder aloud, and I wait for greater poskim to weigh in on this issue, for those areas that clearly are not corners that the chametz would ever end up in one's food. For example, a person that doesn't eat in his bedroom, the odds are slim to none that even a mashuhu, if there is a tiny crumb in his bedroom, will end up in the kitchen. In such a case, maybe the requirement to remove every single perurim, like the opinion of Tosas of Shema Yavo La'achla, is only in areas where it would be Shema Yavo La'achla. But in far-flung areas where a person could say 100 with 100% certainty, or maybe a miut, she'ena matzi, a rov, overwhelming rov, in such a case that it's clear that it'll never end up in the food, in such a case, maybe one could be makel in terms of bedika, not requiring bedika on these perurim. I throw this out to Lomde Hadafyomi without being masik shmeitz aliba de hilchasa. However, we see the shita of Rashi, we see the shita of Tosas, we see the Tshuvas HaRadbaz, we see the application of the Chai Odom and the Gra, and we see that there is a requirement to do bedika even on perurim shema yavo la'achla. The scope of it, how far that gezeira goes, still requires the opinion of great Talmid Chacham. This Beis Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Sachim Daf Beis.